a memory. She is smiling alone. In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet, and the wind begins to mourn. Memory all alone in the moonlight, I can dream of the old days. Life was beautiful then. Let the memory live again. Every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning. Someone mutters and the street lamp sputters, and soon
of morning. A street lamp dies, another night is over, another day.
Barbra Streisand back there with the song Memories from Cats, the musical Cats, and also the Septic Yanks with our theme theme song there. All right. Let me stop fumbling all over my mouth and get stuff together. I've had more than enough time. All right. I'm going to do it for real here on Comic Book Radio Theater. Yes, some theater. Late night theater. It's past what? 5 minutes past three in the morning? Late night, CKUW. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I'm with you till 6 in the morning. All right, let's get on with it. Let's get doing it. I will read you more comic books. Which one gets read to you right now? There's millions of them out there. There's this one. It's right now. I'm going to read you Thor. Number 329. It was issued March 1983. This comic book has Thor living in Chicago. He's usually living in New York City, but he's taking a break from NYC. He's in Chi-Town now. Chicago. All right. There's that. There's this huge Viking giant that's in Chicago. And he's crazy. He wants to kill Thor, but he doesn't know why. He just feels like he wants to kill. So there's that. And then there's the, I guess, the soap opera life of Dr. Donald Blake / Thor as he intermingles throughout life and tries to make things go okay. All right, that's your comic book. I will read to you Thor, number 329, issued March of 1983. That's what you're getting. I will tell you this. When I take a break, like, I gotta do that with my throat, okay? Sorry about it. When I got to clear my throat, take a breath break, burp break, however it comes out of me, we'll listen to music that was new. It was new in March of 1983. We'll hear from Tears for Fears. They claim it's a mad world. They are performing live from Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto. We'll also hear from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. It's much easier to just call them OMD. So we'll hear from OMD. They were just starting as a band back then. All right, so Tears for Fears, OMD, that's what you get. All right. Oh, excuse me. I must go off and clear my throat before I get all started on this. I'm gonna pour myself a glass of water as well. All right. Well, everything's set up right, other than a little bit of moving the microphones and the lighting's all right up above me. So everything should go all right. All right. Let's continue. Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm about to read you some Mighty Thor. All right. You know what? As I set myself up just a bit more, how about we do this? Let's listen to a band, their new band. They're out of Seattle, Washington, or from that Seattle, Washington area. They're known as Sugar Bones. One or two songs from them. How about that? All right. How about this? It's late night, CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
find my pleasure, so I stay. I'm just that way. Get on the floor now. Up is what you say. Now throw my head down, now obey. Hey, you bring me to my knees. You say you like it when I bleed. Oh, you bring me to my knees. You say you like it when I bleed.
Dr. Donald Blake strikes his walking stick upon the ground. It becomes the majestic hammer, Jalner. And the lame physician transforms into the Norse god of thunder. The master of the storm. The lord of the living lightning and the heir to the throne of eternal Asgard. Stan Lee presents The Mighty Thor in Stranded. Thor! Was no dream I had. I am abandoned on Midgard, the planet humans call Earth, and the realm Thor has adopted as his own. Though the Thunder God and I be sworn enemies, we alone can aid me in my plight.
despite the throbbing pain of a wound in his stomach side. The storm giant Rungnar lifts himself at last from his feverish sleep in which he has lain the last 24 hours. And he surveys his surroundings. A truck loading zone at Tony Stark International Industries in Long Island.
Abandoned, aye. But yesterday, my fellow rebels, led by Tyrer and Loki, fought Odin and the legions of Asgard within these very earthly walls. I was all but forgotten, fallen in the shadows, as Odin gathered the vanquished for their return to Asgard. Before he and his fellow gods departed. Now only Thor remains. Whose hammer, Mjolnir, is my last desperate hope? For it alone can restore me beyond the earthly dimensions to my proper realm in Jotunheim. Asgard. Or be buried beneath the walls of Jotgard, as befits the greatest of all storm giants.
Warehouse factory worker comes out into the shipping yard to investigate what's going on.
Hey! It's 4 a.m. in the morning! You wake up the dead with that kind of bellowing! Holy freak! Yesterday, but I'll be.
Speak, mortal, speak! Where is Thor?
Oh, better play this slow and easy. Thor? He checked out of the NYC for Chicago about a month ago.
Chicago?
Chicago. It's about 800 miles from here. Too far to walk, even for a guy your size. Tony Stark got trucks going there daily. In fact, rolling pretty soon. Maybe you'll get inside one of these. Hey, look. You're bleeding from the side. Wait right there and see if I can get a first aid kit or something.
Right. Grognoir advances towards the back of a semi-truck trailer.
Must find Thor! And soon! For my side causes me great agony!
I better run like I never did before!
Yet, even in his weakened state, Ragnar's strength is clearly awesome as he breaks a safety chain on the semi-trucks. His strength is clearly awesome as he tosses crates of computer hardware like they were beach balls. Tossing them up upon a warehouse roof. Ragnar steps inside the now nearly empty semi-truck trailer.
Oh, I suffer! But while I take rest here within, this wheeled vehicle will carry me to the city of Thor!
Ragnar slams the semi-truck trailer door shut. Mid-morning in Chicago. In Chicago, where Thor himself is nowhere to be found. For at that moment, on the 16th floor of the community hospital, he is completing a delicate operation in his mortal guise as Dr. Don Blake.
All right, Dr. Weisenberg. Remove the hemostat and close up the patient, please.
Blake is the consummate surgeon. But his thoughts now dwell less on his utterly brilliant success at the operating table, and more on a goddess.
Sif, she returned to Earth from Asgard, and I still don't understand why she hasn't transformed to Jane Foster, whose life she once saved by fusing her own divine spirit with Jane's mortal body.
What do I tell you, Jerry? This Don Blake guy, is he great or what?
In any case, Sif's attempt to reside on Earth, myself as Thor, her betrothed, is raising a whole new parcel of problems, and I'm going to have to move on them fast.
Not fast enough, Dr. Donald Blake. For at that very moment, on a subway train rambling through Chicago's Loop area, the goddess Sif is on board.
Thor bade me to stay within Donald Blake's quarters, but 'tis nigh impossible for a goddess like I to be so constrained. Still, this Midgard vehicle that travels troll-like underground is no better. It is so cramped and hot, though Thor forbade me to use my godly powers. My godly powers granted by Odin's enchantment. I cannot pay heed. Instead, I shall bypass space.
Hey, where'd she go? Did she just disappear?
And thus, bypassing space, with the speed of thought, I arrive at Thor's hospital.
And so, gentlemen, as you begin your internship here at the hospital, remember that. Oh man. Look at her. Despite the glamour of such television characters as Gonzo the Muppet or Jack Tripper, a physician's life is oh so...
Woo-hoo! Oh yeah. Where do your nurses get their uniform from, Dr. Calvin?
I knew medical school would be worth it one day!
An orderly in the hospital is so distracted by the beauty of Godness Sif that he runs into doctors and patients alike.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Let's get physical, pretty baby.
Hey, watch where you're going!
What is going on here, man?
I seek Dr. Donald Blake.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you can't parade through here in this lobby in your bathing suit. If you'll just come along!
Sif throws one of the security guards through a window door.
Hey, lady!
My patience for Midgard's blundering mortal fools grows thin. Wouldst thou try it further with me, Mettler?
Okay, lady. I don't want to have to use this gun. Now just drop the blade nice and easy.
Oh, what is all this ruckus about? Oh no! Sif! Leave her, guards, leave her. I'll handle this. She's an, patient of mine. Patient?
I wish you luck there, Doc. You got some nutcase on your hands there.
No.
Dr. Donald Blake walks away with Sif and thinks to himself.
No, not a nutcase, mister. Just a stunning Asgardian goddess that mentions out of her element, I'm afraid.
We will return with Thor number 329 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Okay, what do we got for ads here? Okay, this is a fun one.
Take your imagination to a new level. Advanced Dungeons & Dragons action scenes. Take your imagination beyond the realm of fantasy and create two realistic scenes from the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons fantasy role-playing game. The Dungeon Invaders and Arc War action scenes from MPC. And if building only one scene isn't enough for you, you can join the two scenes together and really let your imagination roam. Now, isn't all that even better than you ever imagined? Take your imagination to a new level. Advanced Dungeons & Dragons action scenes. The best models come from the best kits. MPC.
a golden opportunity kit.
All right. Hope that didn't scare you, because this one isn't.
Behind the candy counter!
Choo-choo.
Hey, kid, what you want?
Yum.
You want gum? Is that it?
Yum.
How about, bubble yum? It says super yum. Must be new, hey? Hmm. I think I'll try a piece for ya. Yum! Bubble yum! Bubble gum! It's a super yum!
Told ya.
Told ya.
I have one more ad for you.
Told ya.
Where is this other ad? Oh, here it is. We'll take a little setup time, people, if you don't mind. Okay, what am I gonna do here?
Lonely? Don't be. Proven methods, sound advice for both guys and girls on how to meet and keep girlfriends and boyfriends, regardless of looks, shyness, or inexperience. For your privacy, envelope marked only, the Golden Institute, P.O. Box 1462, Pampa Bay, Florida, 32905. Send $3. Lonely? Don't be. The Golden Institute, P.O. Box 1462, Tampa Bay, Florida, zip 32905. Please send $3. Lonely? Don't be.
Okay. And this one might keep you single.
Basic nunchuck kata. Learn unbeatable self-defense with course. Get free nunchuck sticks. Mail $7.95 today to Hughes Company Incorporated, P.O. Box 9533, Little Rock, Arkansas, zip 72219. Learn unbeatable self-defense with course. Get free nunchuck sticks. Mail today, $7.95 to the Hughes Company Incorporated, P.O. Box 9533, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72219. Free nunchuck sticks!
And that's it for our ads. Let's get back to story here. Ooh, we got a lot to go. Okay. Okay.
We now return to Thor number 329. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Okay, lady. I don't want to have to use this gun. Just drop the blade nice and easy.
Oh, what is all this ruckus?
Oh, no. Sif!
Leave her, guards. Leave her. I'll handle this. She's an, patient of mine.
Patient?
I wish you luck, Doctor. You got some nutcase on your hands here.
No, not a nutcase, mister. Just a stunning Asgardian godness. Dimensions out of her element, I'm afraid.
And minutes later, in the hospital's private physician's suite.
Sif, listen to me. How could you act so irresponsibly? Can't you see that you're jeopardizing my identity and my entire career as Dr. Donald Blake?
Then 'tis a masquerade that ought to be ended. Such is thy father Odin's true sentiment. I, in the opinion of old thy trusted companions on Asgard, though all do suffer thine absence in respectful silence. Oh, dost thou not understand? Art thou not Thor? My beloved and my betrothed, the noblest prince of all celestial Asgard? Why must you persist in playing this loathsome mortal role when thou art the mightiest and the most glorious to ever live? I remain on Midgard to be with my true love. With half the waking hours you doth wear human guise to lead a tiresome life I could never share. Don't you see the tears in my eyes? A goddess hardly ever cries. No, no, it's not Dr. Donna Blank I love, but the gallant Thor. Where is my beloved?
Dr. Donald Blake, otherwise known as Thor, contemplates for a bit, and then goes over to the door of his suite.
All right then, Sif, but I'd like to just double check that this door is locked, and then by stomping the cane only once.
Transformed to Thor!
Thor and Sif caress and kiss each other lovingly.
Oh, at last, at last. Your kiss is so comforting, my love. Now we can hasten to the golden spirit Asgard. Then would I possess all I've ever dreamed of.
But Sif, can't you not discern rare beauty in Midgard's spears of glass and steel? Open your heart, my goddess, to such charms as Earth affords, and mayhaps our love can even endure here, down below.
Elsewhere, on a road from the eastern United States, a Tony Stark International semi-truck trailer rolls down the Route 204. Its cargo, a wounded giant, oblivious to the clattering and backfire of the semi-rig. For Rungnar's pain is extreme, as earthly bacteria play havoc with his Asgardian physics. And as he tosses feverishly around, his purpose grows confused in all his delirium.
Thor! Must find Thor! Must kill Thor!
You are listening to a reading of Thor number 329, March, the year 1983.
kid, what do you want?
Yum.
What's that? You want gum?
Yum.
How about this bubble yum? Says super yum. This must be new. Bubble yum, huh? Looks good. Maybe I'll try a piece. Hey, kid.
Thank you.
Bubble yum, bubble gum. It's a super yum.
Ding, 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 ding. Wake up! It's Comic Book Radio Theater! All right, just taking a break, but I want to jump back into this, jump back into the action here on Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm reading you a copy issue of Thor. Number 329, put out there, presented to all in March of 1983. Okay. Well, how would you like it if all you're trying to do is be a doctor, heal people, make people feel better, and you got a giant Viking after you. This giant Viking, he wants to kill you. And yeah, and you have to toss together your work life and your superhero life. Yeah, you think you got it hard here living in Winnipeg? Well, imagine being Thor living in Chicago. Well, there you go. All right, we will continue reading Thor number 329. Issued March of 1983. I'll tell you something else that was issued back then. Brand new music that you could buy and go back home or wherever you went and listen to. It'd be brand new to you. What was new music back in March of 1983? I'll have it for you. We'll listen to a bunch of it. We'll hear from Crocus. One of their bigger hits, Screaming in the Night. Can't remember if I have this live in concert or not. Then we'll have some ZZ Top. ZZ Top. Crocus and ZZ Top. Have you ever heard of the band The Tubes? I heard this song a lot. On the rock and roll format radio stations back in the 80s. Yeah, The Tubes. How about Spandau Ballet? They are performing live in concert from Glasgow, Scotland. Spandau Ballet. And then lastly, we'll hear from Laura Branigan, the beautiful Laura Branigan, RIP out to her. She was awesome. You will hear her sing a song that in the last number of decades, you're usually used to hearing a man singing it. Michael Bolton singing the song. There even recently has been television commercial. It's for something like milk or butter or cheese or something. You don't need a cow in order to make it. and the song's in the TV commercial. So we'll hear the song. It was done by Laura Branigan first before it was done by Michael Bolton. So we'll hear that song too. So hey, I just want to recap with you music you'll get in between the reading and by the end of our story. We'll hear from Crocus, ZZ Top, The Tubes, Spandau Ballet live in concert for you, and end it off with some Laura Branigan. All right, good music, all of it. So I say. How about a good story? I continue our reading of Thor number 329 from March of 1983. What to do next? Oh, yes, I gotta set myself up some more. I'm not doing too bad. Okay, how about we check out from Los Angeles, California? She is known as Tezatalks is her name. Hard rock, heavy metal, but there's a rap hip hop thing going on too as well. She has her own sound. I'll say that. Tezatalks, we'll listen to. All right, we continue the late night CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I'm here with you to 6 in the morning. Please stay tuned. Stick around, of course. We're to 95.9 FM. We are your commercial free alternative. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
Straight at a turn up. foot.